Good morning, everyone. It was encouraging. It was a blessing to be here ready this morning. So this morning, I thought we would read in Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they all were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down on Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. And as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physic and neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him, and she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." And while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." And when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole." When he came unto the house, he suffered that no man go in save Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to a scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, and he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can be here today. Thank you for the amazing love that we sang about this morning, that you died for us and made a way for us, Lord. It's hard to fathom. It's hard to understand the length that you went for us to set us free. Thank you, Lord, for this. We just pray, Father, today, help me with the few thoughts I have on my heart. Lord, give me inspiration. Give me a revelation, Lord, yet as I speak. Lord, just be my lips. Help my trembling hands and heart and lips this morning, Lord, to focus on you and to believe what we read, Lord, and to absorb this in my life, Lord, with your help. Thank you. Father, we think of the ones that are gathering today as family at the viewing. Just pray for them, Lord, that they can see your hand in this, and they can be encouraged, and they turn to you, Lord. Thank you. I just pray this all in your precious name. Amen. Well, what the Lord laid on my heart here this morning to talk about is where he said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." One of the other Gospels gives it like this. It says, Be not afraid. Only believe. I think that's how I gave it. Be not afraid. Only believe. And I had to think, Alvin said this morning, you know, we get up and we've went to church. Most of us went to church all our lives. And like Alvin said, it's something that we didn't wrestle with, really. We were just, I'm not saying that everything was okay, and I'm saying that I was believing in my heart like I should have been. But, it was just a reminder that when I read this, that when Alvin said that, I had to think of the song when we sang the song this morning. The Lord is near, why should we fear? You know, it's so true. The Lord is near, why should we fear? But yet, in my own life, I know it happens too many times, to my shame. We should only believe. I had to think of a minister we used to hear where we come from, and he every time he stood, he stressed that. Over and over, just simply believe. Just a simple belief. Just a childlike faith. A simple belief. So I got to thinking about this, this belief, and I got to think, well, what is that? What does it really mean? So I looked in the dictionary, and I got four things there that I wrote down here what it means. And the first one I wrote down is to accept as true or real. To accept as true or real is to believe. To have confidence in, to trust. To have confidence in. To have a firm faith is number three. To have a firm faith. Number four, to be fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. When I thought of that, I had to think of a verse in Hebrews. We called it the faith chapter. It's in Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And it's like we've heard already this morning. We wake up in the mornings and Sunday mornings, and we think, well, what's today? And the fog begins to drift away, and we say, oh, this is Sunday. Okay, we want to go worship the Lord, and we pray, and we pray for to be near like him, to think near like him. And like Alvin prayed, the hindrances and the stumbling blocks in our lives, that he would point them out, and that we would be drawn closer to him by believing in his word today, by hearing his word. And I had to think, so this could be some of the rewards that was talking about here that comes from this verse. A rewarder of him, of them that diligently seek him. So if we're diligently seeking him this morning, and we're looking to the brothers that are sharing and to what God has, this could be, if we believe in this, in the word, and we take it to the Lord, this could be some of our rewards of them that diligently seek him. I had to think of diligently seeking. What is that? Diligently seeking. So it's zealously seeking with our whole heart, soul, and mind. If we're doing this, I think we are being diligent. And we come to him in a believing heart, a heart that's believing in him, fully persuaded. It's Yeah, this opening may, this little, I don't have a lot here this morning, but what I have, just something to warm us up. You know, something to get us to fully persuade in Him, fully believe in Him. Am I fully persuaded? It may seem like a more of a message for the unconverted, but it's really for me to meditate and to think as I go through life, am I fully believing in Him in all areas? You know, when I was 17 years old, I got baptized, and the minister asked me a question there. He says, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?" I said, "Yeah, I believe." Pretty easy, wasn't it? But inside, I was unconverted. Inside, I wasn't believing. I didn't believe in the power of the blood. I was, it was obvious from the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits that was coming out of my life, I wasn't believing. But thank the Lord that's all changed. So in Acts 3 and 4, it says, "And he said unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus." So that's our Savior. That's the one we need to believe. And this is nothing new. This is just a reminder, just to get us warmed up for the message, you could say. I heard a man one time tell a story of a man who walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. And he said he had a wheelbarrow, and he was pushing that wheelbarrow along. And on the wheelbarrow, he had a bag of potatoes. And when he got on the other side, he asked a man there, "Do you believe if I would take this bag of potatoes out and you would climb into this wheelbarrow that I could do the same thing with you?" And he said, "I believe." And the man said, "Well, climb in then." And he took off running. I just think, you know, how many times in my spiritual life do I take off running, in a sense, and not truly, fully believing? When the pressure of life hits, am I truly believing? When I feel as a failure, am I believing? When I feel there's no confidence left in me, am I truly believing? So just in closing, we can get the remedy across here. Just in closing here, I don't have a lot more. God sent His Son. We've heard that already. And He died for us. A cruel death. God, He went all that way for me. A cruel death like that. He died for me. So surely, after He did that all for me, surely, as He will help us to our destination. But we've got to believe, just simply believe in Him, and we shall be made whole. So may God bless you.